everyone. Good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn. And of course, this is an episode of Teach Better Talk podcast. So if you haven't like popped over to like, I don't know, where you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, Spotify, just hit that subscribe button. That helps us reach more members of the teaching community and bring them into the Teach Better family so they can also feel supported and get some free resources, especially this episode, friends. We're talking about a lot of freebies that are happening right now that we want to make sure you are aware of. So Jeff Gargis is in the house. We will be right back to start a fun show. Everyone, good morning. Hey, Jeffrey Raymond Gargis, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. It's fun to be back. I can't remember the last time I was on. I feel like it wasn't that long ago, but it feels like a while ago. I don't know.
Well, with the show now in 2024, we've really made a conscious effort to bring in some new faces. That's been some feedback from our community is, hey, we love starting the morning with you, but is there any way
we're getting tired of your faces?
No, they didn't say that. But you know that a big part of the team is like also exposing you to things happening in education outside of your bubble. And while our team can do that really well, we also can bring in some new faces to add to your professional learning network that can get you even more good resources. So yeah, I feel like our team has been pretty consistent this year on like Mondays and Fridays. But yeah, I don't think you've been around the last few days. So.
It's better that way.
Usually. I mean, they're just really excited now when you're on because they're like, oh my gosh, Jeff.
It really does sort of make it special, doesn't it?
I think that I can't wait for the feedback when they're like, hey, can Ray stop being on the show? Because the moment I see ratings higher on episodes when I'm not on, I'm like, oh,
you're like, that's it. That's the,
they don't need me. I don't need to
hear. Yeah. Well, that's okay. I'm excited to be here. I'm happy to be here.
I'm glad you're here. Hey, you're speaking of you and your face and your brain. This is a really great transition. For real though, isn't there a thing going on
your
like
face in your brain and
there's a thing going on that with your face. I'm seeing it all over social.
Are you talking about the webinar on Saturday? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, that is.
Is it something else that's going on in my face?
Tomorrow.
Oh yeah, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, there's this graphic all over social media that is gorgeous, if I do say so myself. But it's Jeff Gargis's face front and center. And the date is tomorrow. Yeah. Can you tell us about what in the world? What should we go register for that we all forgot to register?
Yes. Tomorrow is our event. It's all about email marketing. So if you're someone who's doing a side hustle, whether you're podcasting, getting a book out there, doing a newsletter, or trying to build something, if you're in that space, this is all about email marketing. So growing, you know, anywhere from newsletters to creating content to grow your email list. And this is sort of the title is creating your first email marketing funnel, but it's kind of, we're going to touch on like the basics of email marketing and then the really basics of creating a funnel and trying to simplify that process, because that's something that a lot of people can get really overwhelmed with. It can feel, because there's a billion different names that we call it and ways to do it, and it can get scary. So trying really hard to like make it less scary. And I ran this in another community for entrepreneurs, and it went over really, really well. So I was like, oh, let's bring it to ours. And so that's free for anyone to attend. And then the replay will be housed with all the other replays in our EduCreator Club membership in our community over there. So
I don't need to be an EduCreator Club member to watch free.
It's free.
Okay.
Yep. I believe it's teachbetter.com/email marketing webinar. Get you there. Just your name and email. Get you signed up so that we can get you the Zoom link. And that's tomorrow. It's at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. So figure that out based on yours. So
yeah,
we'll be about an hour.
If you can't find the link, just DM Jeff. He'll get it for you.
Yes, I will get it for you. So yeah,
here's,
that's exciting. So that's fun.
So this is for an educator that's like has big, crazy, lofty goals. Maybe they want to like start their own consulting business and they're like have all these aspirations, go all these big things. But this is also for an educator who like sells a download on Etsy or Teachers Pay Teachers and just like wants to build an email list that they could occasionally like send a note to. Like this is not, this could be like really, really small aspirations or like massively overwhelming large aspirations, correct?
Yes. And I'm glad that you went both ways because it absolutely could be. It could also be just someone who like who literally just start a podcast because they want to share some awesome value and they want to be able to communicate and touch base with their listeners more.
With their listeners. That. Yeah.
Yeah. So anywhere, yes. But if you're, yeah, if you're selling on Etsy or sharing things on Teach Pay Teacher or whatever, or yes, trying to build, you know, something big and amazing, like whatever it is, you need to email list. You need to be taking advantage of that. So this is the basics and get started.
We've been talking to a lot of authors recently, I feel like on the show, and I've mentioned even, I think on the show that I'm working on like a third piece of work, a third project. This would also be for somebody who already has a book, already has like a product that people enjoy, they like, but I like that you mentioned this connection between wanting to connect with people who are consuming that content. So whether it be a podcast, which is what you mentioned earlier, or as an author, if I want to like communicate with people that are reading Teachers Deserve It and like buying it on Amazon, this is also something that I can like tap into because communicating social media is beneficial, but I find that email marketing, at least related to the content I do with Teach Better, it is totally different. You get a very different type of person and type of messaging that you can provide them via email versus just a social media quick caption.
100% agree. Yeah, it's a much more controlled environment. You can be more personal. I mean, you can be really personal on social media and stuff like that. Biggest thing for me why you need to have the email marketing is because you don't own the social media stuff. They do. They could go away at any moment. It could change. They could adjust it with email. When someone opts into your email list, they are saying, hey, Ray, I like you. Send me some stuff. I want to hear from you. Which is the same when I follow you, but when I follow you, it's no longer up to me or you whether I see your stuff. It's up to the algorithm and the platform. If I say email me and you send me an email, now we have a one-to-one connection and it's controlled that way. So it just allows you to have that communication more consistently and direct.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, we saw that with Twitter when it converted. Mm-hmm. Like, I won't lie, my whole following, I mean, that's super dramatic, but I feel like, I mean, I had like 30,000 people that followed me on Twitter. I felt very successful on that social media. And then as it tanked over the last few months, over the last year, I've been pulled away from it because of some of the things going on the platform. But then that also means that I'm like losing everyone that I had connected with, that I was connecting with on that program. I like that you mentioned that the reality of like those that can go away.
Yeah. Cause like, so, yeah. Yeah, X, that's Twitter, okay. X is a big one because that was also where I had my biggest following and same with the team at the time too. And like, and it's not like whether the platform survives or not or whatever, in whether regardless of whether it's doing well statistically, it's now changing what it shows people. And we saw that with Facebook back in the day too, right? Facebook pages where they clearly came out and said, hey, you got to pay for people to see it. And it's like someone says, I want to follow you so I can see your stuff. But then Facebook says, no, I'm going to show you other stuff.
Yeah.
It's not the same. So newsletters are important, especially. I love the idea of an author, whether you are wanting to keep a connection with people who have already read the book or currently read the book, or you're preparing to do another one, letting them know what's coming, communicating with them to figure out, you know, your ideas and stuff like that. So anyway, it's the basics. It works whether you already have a list that you're already growing a list or you haven't even thought about starting. This can help you get kind of through any of that. So.
Well, and I'm thinking, I'm sorry to keep focusing on this, but now I'm thinking it for myself. But like, I could also, if I had a Teachers Deserve It, like email list already set up for my next project, I could have even chosen to tap into that group to like get feedback on the new project.
So surveyed like them, got some, absolutely.
And read chapters and be like, hey, does this resonate? Does this add to your value? Okay, that's cool. Yeah. So friends, make sure you sign up for that. Again, totally free. That's a huge part of what we love to support all of you with, not only educational goals, but you know, everything else supporting that whole teacher mentality. So whether you consider yourself an educator or not, this is a cool free free opportunity. And I don't know, I think Jeff's pretty legit and I've learned everything from him in this area specifically. So I'm kind of a fan.
Okay. Well, and if I can plug we're doing those monthly now. Like that seems to be what we're on. We never like officially said that, but that's kind of how we keep booking them. So yeah. We've already got one set up for next month too, related to this field. So if you're in that edu creator space, you've got it. And if you join the community, you get them all the back catalog too for free. So included.
Oh,
so,
nice. Anyway. Like everyone else that's come in and
changed. Yeah. So like all the past ones that we've done, they're all stored in there and a whole bunch of other stuff. We do like live office hours that get recorded and stuff like that. So that's all, you know, teachbetter.com/educreator. That gets you the page to get in there. And we've have special pricing going on right now. And if you use Green Hearts, you get a 50% discount right now.
Yeah. Wait, we're going to talk about that next.
Yep. But so see the segue. The segue is there. It's set up for you.
The segue is there. Wait, can I just say, this is very much about me today, apparently, but this just process that I have been.
That's different.
Stop it.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I've been like binging podcasts and I really do have like two or three that the moment that episode comes out, like I'm clearing my schedule, I got to have it. And my issue is that then when I do like long drives, I'm out of podcasts. Like there's nothing.
Because you listen to them too quickly.
I listen to them. So I don't have like the Netflix binge, quote unquote, of my podcast. I should use the Edu Creator Club recordings, like those webinars, because I haven't made a few of them as content I can binge. Like this is nice. Yeah, that
you can just pull it up in the community's all, you can do it right in the app.
And yeah.
The Circle app and just listen to it as it plays. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to start changing my mindset on that because like as a podcast listener, I always go to my Apple Podcasts, but when that feels a little more empty than normal, going to like the Teach Better Academy to be able to binge a course or like going to the Edu Creator Club app and kind of getting that content, there's so much out there. I just forget these are resources for me in the moment because it's not a part of my like routine. So I need to add that note somewhere like, hey, looking for content, it doesn't only exist here. There's a ton of free opportunities to, you know, because I throw on podcasts when I do the dishes or drive to work or whatever.
Yeah, so, same thing. Yep, same way here. It's funny that I do the same thing where it's like you have those couple that you listen to like all the time, and then if you have that hour drive, you're like, oh crap.
Yeah.
Like the next episode doesn't come out till next week. Like, yeah.
I know. Can I be that lame person that like messages the host early and is like,
can you produce more things?
Yeah, listen. But then I have a drive. Listen
to it tomorrow and then 3 days from now when you have the drive, you still won't have anything.
That's true. All right, I gotta lean on the Academy and lean on the Edu Creator Club because I just forget that there's so much good content. Anyway, we're gonna keep this conversation going. We have to talk about the January challenge going on. That's gonna be huge. Jeff already kind of talked about it, but there's so much more. So we'll be right back. Better family, thank you for sticking with us. We are in our Teach Better Team Talk, where we get into some fun educational conversations. And especially today, we're talking about some freebies. So, Jeff, I know we have a challenge going on all month. We are not quite halfway through the month, but a good chunk of the way through the month. I want to make sure our community knows about everything that they can take advantage of, because I'd hate for people to feel like they missed out. And my mind is, you know, like you can sign up for everything right now and just kind of set yourself up for the year ahead. So you already mentioned one thing. Do you want to maybe touch on that first?
Yeah. So I think it's all over at teachbetter.com/New Year's Challenge, if I remember correctly. Right. And there's a bunch of stuff over there. Yeah. So with our Edu Creator Club community, which is a private community for sort of, we talked obviously at the beginning, but for anyone who is doing anything outside of your classroom, if you're creating something from, and Ray kind of did a good job of covering, like this could be from, I'm launching a podcast or writing a book to, I really want to like speak full time or do curriculum full time or sell online courses or do consulting, whatever, and anything in between. And we have different levels in there based on where you're at, but we're running right now. Like we already have like special founders pricing. So it's cheaper than it's ever going to be. But in this month, it's even cheaper because you can get 50% off of that, which makes it insanely cheap. And that locks in for life, like not just, you know, for a month or two, it locks in for life. So that's going on. And you can link right from the page. Do you have the page up? You want to bring it up and share?
I am. I'm going to share the page here. It's so pretty. We'll
bring that up. So that's that one, which is awesome. And we talked about the event and we have lots of events in there. Lots of recordings and things you can go connect with and some amazing people in there as well. We're also doing this. Well, let's just go right through, Ray, because we also have we're giving away PD. Like you scroll right through that.
Yeah, I feel like this is a big one.
That's a big one. Like, do you want some free PD for your school or your district? Like, we're literally giving it away. So free 60-minute training. It's a pretty quick little form you fill out, submit that in, and at the end of the month, after the month wraps up, we're going to pick it out. I think we're doing 10. Although we always do more than 10.
Yeah, we always say 10, and then there's like a few states or people that we're like, wait, I want to go to California.
Yeah, we're going to do more. We've done quite a few of these giveaways. We love doing these, and this comes from us having so many conversations and people saying, hey, like, I'd really like to bring you in, but like, we don't have a budget, you know, things got cut, start being used. And so this gives us an opportunity to give some away. Obviously we can't do that all the time, but we like to do it when we can. And right now we're like, hey, let's do it. Let's give away some free PD. So that's going on. When we do that, it's like a week you've got to submit. This is like, you still have another almost 3 weeks still.
Yeah. All the way till the 31st, so the end of the month.
Yeah.
Can we confirm, Jeff, as we look at this free training, they get to choose the topic if they're selected, correct?
Yeah, it can be on whatever they're looking at. So whatever you might be working on or looking to maybe, like, I don't know, get a little preview on or kind of tiptoe into, you know, it's 60 minutes. So it's obviously not like a full-on workshop, but this is a great opportunity to like test your team out and be like, okay, are we interested in this thing? Let's get, if we get a feel for it. And you're only investing an hour into that and it's free. So,
yeah.
And I want to be clear, like, when we do free, like it's free. Like we're not like waiting, like to pounce on a sale or something like that. We just do it free. And if that's what it is and we're done, then we never talk to you again. That's fine. Hopefully you like us, but you know, you never know.
Totally free.
When we have Chad do it, you never know if they're going to like us. So
no, stop. I like this too, because depending on what you choose, you can get different members of the Teach Better community.
Yep.
So this can be anyone from Jeff and I, Chad, Josh, Brad, Katie, Sarah. I mean, we could get Amanda. Let's bring Carrie in. You know, Andrea, we could bring anyone who fits this. So as you kind of go through, if you have a special Teach Better team member that you think would be fun or resonate with your staff, that could be cool. So make sure to apply for that.
Yeah, that's a big one.
You talked about the 50% off the EduCreator Club. We also have 50% off the Academy membership, which is actually what I mentioned earlier, the fact that our Academy membership is such a great place to go for that content. So that is really, really, really nice.
So to be clear, when you 50% off that membership makes it $4.50 a month. There's over 40 courses. There's like, I don't know, $4,000 or $5,000 worth of courses in there for $4.50 a month.
Forever?
Like it's really like you would have to, I think it's a year. Actually, no, I'm pretty sure. I think it says a year on there, but I'm pretty sure the code just makes it forever and I would have to go in and stop it. So like
on the back end, we don't know how to only do it for a year. So you get it.
Do you know how long you'd have to pay $4.50 to equal out the actual cost?
No, there's no way, because we're constantly putting out new courses. We haven't announced this yet. We're putting out a new course even coming within the next few months. So like, no.
If you pay that $4.50 for 10 months, you have paid the same amount as buying one course.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. Anyway, so that's going on too. Cool. That's great. We made those both green hearts. So that's the code. Yeah. Easy to use that. So
easy. Then we have the coaching program. Obviously, that's super fun. Then there's so many different things to look at here. Some typical ones you guys will find, like our admin mastermind, the guest blogger. Yes. Those are things that we just want to remind you. If you have goals this year, like I have a goal myself to make sure that I'm blogging more, this is a great spot to try out blogging. And the teachbetter.com/blog, it's not just you writing something and it gets submitted and you know, that's it. We do so much for you. We do so much marketing for you. We do editing for you. We do design work for you to really get your blog looking as gorgeous as possible. And that's a huge shout out to our blog department with Carrie Pitstick and Sarah Jesse that are just making that blog, those guest bloggers, rock stars.
Yes.
So good stuff there. And hey, I mean, Jeff, I just feel like there's really good things going on.
There are. There's a lot of good things going on. And really, you know, I think, you know, the whole month and the whole idea here is challenging yourself to do something.
Yeah.
Big or small, to be better and to help yourself and give yourself extra support. So hopefully you take advantage of that. Get the whole work.
Well, friends, let us know if you have any issues with any of that. Obviously, it's open till the 31st. We would love to see you apply for whatever you feel like fits your 2024 goals. But also, this is an easy thing to send out to your staff, or your colleagues, to be able to say, hey, this is a freebie that I'm a part of a community that has, you know, these going on. Feel free to snag what they need, because we're constantly here to support any educator, whether they're active in our community or not. So feel free to do that. And if you need anything, feel free to reach out. It's good stuff here, Jeff.
I love it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, friends, even though it's been a few weeks, but we're still going to say Happy New Year. It's fine.
It's still okay. It's okay. It's still okay. The first month. It's okay to say it still, I think.
Friends, Happy New Year. We'll see you a little bit later. Have a wonderful day. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.